Well, we got a sister on the phone right now, Taylor McEwen. You joined us yesterday ahead of the big race. Now, post-race, an Olympic gold medal within your family. Your sister, how proud are you?
Oh, I'm so proud at the moment. And it really sunk in last night. I stayed up till 1 a.m. pretty much watching Kaylee's race on repeat because so it was just so unbelievably amazing. I just can't get over how quick she swam and how composed she was. And it's like these times now where we can sit back and be like, yeah, holy crap, like she did get up there and do that and do an amazing job. We are so proud of her.
Taylor, that was very evident too as we were watching the race on the and the Channel 7 coverage. Your reaction was just priceless, and it was just so nice to see unbridled joy spilling out from you and obviously the family as well, but also then during the post-race interview, the unbridled joy and genuine Kaylee just spilling out as well.
Yeah, I know. How classic of Kaylee to drop an F-bomb on TV like that. Oh, it was just hilarious.
That was so funny.
I couldn't stop laughing, and I just thought, you know what, good on you. You can say what you want. You're the queen of Australia.
Exactly right. And
exactly.
And that's what we've been talking about this morning. There's been a few critics, as you would expect. There's always the Karens out there who are going to have a whinge.
Oh,
and I just think to myself, you know what, you just go and do what she's done. You go and have the year she's had. You then get out of a pool and have a mask strapped to your face and then ask a question about how you're feeling. You're going to say whatever the damn hell you want.
Oh, and the emotion was so raw. Like, the girl just won an Olympic gold medal. She's the world record holder, the Olympic record holder, and now the Olympic champion as well. Like,
I know.
Holy moly. Like, I don't think you can ask for anything better.
No.
And, good on her. She can get what she wants.
100%.
Absolutely. Do you know what I loved about this is the fact that she went out first Olympics and she's got a gold medal. Now, sometimes some athletes, take Liesl Jones for instance, is that she went to four Olympics and she won gold in Beijing for the first time, you know? And so it's sometimes it takes these athletes years and years to be able to achieve what she's done. She's gone to her first Olympics in as world record holder, the pressure of the nation on her shoulders, and she's come away with that. It's just extraordinary.
It is so extraordinary. Like, she was so composed, and it's really easy when you're on that world stage and you have that pressure to dive in and just race and throw your race plan and what works best for you out the window. But we knew that Kaylee's strength was coming home in that second 50, in particular the last 15 metres. That's what her and Mooney work on, being strong when the others fall away. So to see her not panic when she didn't turn first at the 50, trust her race and come home strong, just shows, I guess, athletic maturity beyond her years. We can't forget she's only just turned 20 years old.
So that's right.
She was only a teenager a couple of weeks ago, and it's amazing to see her do that.
It is truly a remarkable story, and it's something that we can, you know, we're all going to share in the glory of our, you're right, queen of the pool. We've got a new swimming sensation, and it is just so great to see. And you're right, there's so much ahead of her, which is really, really exciting.
Yeah. What an amazing way to make your mark on the Australian swim team if she hadn't done that already.
Huge. Exactly. You're right, Tay. Now, just before you go, I know you've got heaps of media, so thank you so much for speaking to us this morning. We appreciate you guys. You know how much we love your family. How's your mum doing this morning?
Yeah, her mum's awesome. She woke up and came and woke me up before my alarm went off. So a little bit mad about that, but she was excited to get up today and come in and talk to media and just show people that, you know, lots of work goes in the background.
Yeah.
And basically tell everyone how much of a legend Kaylee is. We're out here being her hype woman, and it's awesome.
It's so good.
That's great stuff. Well, all that aside, obviously you and I have got a date to go diving with a shark sometime soon, so keep your diary free. I know you're probably going to be a bit in demand now, kid, but when you're free, let me know and we'll go scuba diving.
Absolutely. Sounds like a great plan. I'd love to.
Big love to the family, Tay-Tay.
Thank you so much, guys.